Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 67 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 6 a.m.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Sunday, April 19th. Robots at work. Energy industry turning to robotics to inspect infrastructure. The story was written by Mella McEwen. No matter the commodity price, the equipment that produces, moves, and processes crude and natural gas must be maintained. Quote, ongoing maintenance is critical, said Jake Losarian, co-founder and chief executive officer of Gecko Robotics, in a phone interview. The Pittsburgh-based robotics company he co-founded in 2013 utilizes artificial intelligence-enabled robots to gather data and infrastructure from pipes to pressure vessels, tanks to boilers and silos to help determine what could fail or is failing, and assist with maintenance. Quote, we've created this proactive way of maintaining critically important and expensive infrastructure, said Lusarian, age 28. Quote, the robot I made in college was to address things that, if they failed, could have a negative impact, he said. Doing such inspections traditionally put people in danger, he said. Quote, as I was building my robot, someone fell off his scaffolding and died, he said. When Gecko Robotics first started, he said it focused on the power space. But since then, it has expanded a fair amount to work with government agencies, such as the U.S. Navy, manufacturing, and oil and gas companies. He listed BP, Chevron, Exxon, Marathon, and Shell as among the customers using the machines to inspect the integrity of their infrastructure. The company recently raised $40 million in seed money, with Mark Cuban as a backer. Quote, we build these machines and platforms to identify integrity and help with assessments related to issues with infrastructure and predicting when things will fail, he said. Continuing the quote, we've found the best way to understand structural integrity, whether it's pipes or pipelines, digesters, oilers, tanks, or silos. The way to identify integrity is through going out to those places and do spot checks with sensors, he said. For example, the company has developed a tubing integrity inspector with sensors that can perform inspections safely and a lot faster. Beyond that, Lusarian said that the company does not merely sell a customer a robot, but uses its software to analyze the masses of data provided by the robots and artificial intelligence to identify when failures will happen, such as a refinery explosion or pipeline failure. Quote, we don't know when things will happen or if the steps we're taking are effective. We take the masses of data collected by the robots and utilize artificial intelligence and machine learning to predict failures, he said. While the company's oil and gas work has been focused on the midstream and downstream sectors, primarily downstream, Lusarian said Gecko Robotics is getting involved in the onshore and offshore upstream sectors. Quote, we're still looking at how we can be most effective, he said. We're starting with the traditional infrastructure, pipes, tanks, and potentially piping for drilling, end quote. When the industry regains its footing from the double whammy of historic demand destruction because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and oversupply as producing nations seek market share, Lucerian predicted a renewed push toward adoption of automation. He said the industry will see it as a way to reduce the footprint at well sites and a way to inspect infrastructure quickly, safely, and obtain much more information. The downturn is pushing the industry to adopt automation much faster, he said, noting that the company is already getting more inquiries from the industry. Quote, if we can predict when things will fail before they do, our customers will have the biggest competitive advantage. We will be reducing shutdowns, help the environment and safety, and also extend the life of very expensive equipment, he said. Data security firm finds massive leak of rig up data. The story was written by Mella McEwen. Data collection, from the personal to the geological, has been increasing as rapidly as Permian Basin oil and gas production over the last decade. As data collection mounts, protection has become increasingly important and challenging. Recently, VPN Mentor, a data security research firm, found a data leak at RigUp, a labor marketplace and services provider that employs workers in its oil and gas and solar business throughout the Permian Basin. According to a VPN Mentor blog, its research team, led by Noam Rotem and Ran Lokar, found more than 70,000 private RigUp files, from employee and candidate resumes to personal photos, including private family photos and paperwork, insurance policy IDs, professional IDs, and more. Quote, we were recently informed by security research company VPN Mentor, who seeks to expose security breaches as part of their business, that unauthorized users may have been able to access RigUp information outside of our platform. We are thankful that they alerted us, and we immediately secured the affected files and notified impacted users. The vast majority of the documents were public profile assets that were uploaded by users, and less than 1% of documents contained sensitive personal information. We've confirmed that there was no leak of passwords or banking information, which are stored in separate systems. We are also doing a full audit of our network and application security infrastructure, a RigUp spokesman told the Reporter Telegram by email. VPN Mentor's research team said the event represented a major lapse in basic data security protocols for a company of RigUp size. RigUp, founded in 2014, last year secured $300 million in investments based on a $1.9 billion valuation. The research team told the Reporter Telegram that when a company reacts professionally, as RigUp did, quote, we like to highlight it. It's really rare when that happens, which is why we think it's important to mention it. It showed a lot about the company and how they managed their misconfiguration, end quote. The leak, Rotem and Lokar wrote in their blog, could have exposed the people whose data was leaked to identity theft, insurance fraud, or tax fraud. They said it could have also helped scammers craft highly effective phishing campaigns that could have tricked the victims into sharing additional sensitive information that could help defraud them further, provide details or login credentials for private online accounts like bank accounts, or trick them into clicking on a link that embedded spyware and other malicious software on their devices. VPN Mentor found the database was an Amazon Web Service S3 bucket, and the researchers said the event should serve as a wake-up call especially as companies increasingly turn to such third-party services. In the energy sector especially, they told a reporter telegram by email, as companies such as RigUp are used to provide labor and services, they need to pay more attention to data security. In that case, they said, quote, they rely on third-party companies to manage their data. It's more than being careful with your own basic data security. They need to also make sure the third-party companies they rely on are also being careful, end quote. Given the current economic woes the energy industry is experiencing, the researchers said it's possible more people will turn to RigUp services for work, exponentially increasing the number of people potentially impacted by a data leak. Researchers also listed another reason the industry's current woes could contribute to a rise in data leaks. Quote, with companies cutting down on staff, which might include security staff, and probably budget allocated to security, these will probably happen more. We also need to consider companies going out of business. For these, wiping and securing their data might not be a priority, and they might release their customers' data without being aware of it, they told a reporter telegram in the email. ExxonMobil field tests methane monitoring technologies in Permian. ExxonMobil is conducting field tests of 8 emerging methane detection technologies, including satellite and aerial surveillance monitoring, at nearly 1,000 sites in Texas and New Mexico to further reduce methane emissions. The field tests are evaluating effectiveness and scalability of a range of next-generation detection technologies that, in addition to satellites using drones, planes, helicopters, ground-based mobile, and fixed-position sensors. All technologies and deployment methods will be used to detect leaks and identify potential solutions that can be shared with other oil and gas operators. Quote, by testing the most promising methane detection technologies in a field environment, we are providing viable solutions that can be adopted by other producers to detect and reduce methane emissions, said Stale Kervik, Senior Vice President of Unconventional at ExxonMobil. Quote, we are applying scientific rigor and taking aggressive steps to find commercially scalable and affordable solutions for all operators, end quote. The technologies are being validated by a combination of field observations, optical gas imaging cameras, and portable methane detection instruments. ExxonMobil is also comparing measurements to downwind emissions observations using technology by Aerodyne Research that enables holistic measurements of site emissions. Quote, we are already seeing the benefits of some of these technologies, said Kervik. Through the trials, we have discovered methane sources that would otherwise not have been detected as efficiently or quickly under the current methods prescribed by regulations. The company is committed to immediately investigating and fixing methane emissions that are detected during this trial, end quote. The field trials build upon ExxonMobil's previously announced emission reduction initiatives. As of year-end 2019, the company has reduced emissions by nearly 20% in its U.S. unconventional operations compared to 2016 levels, and the company remains on track to meet its corporate-wide commitments to reduce methane emissions by 15% and reduce flaring by 25% by year-end 2020. ExxonMobil's successful voluntary methane management program includes structured leak detection and repair protocols, prioritized replacement of high-bleed pneumatic devices, technology enhancements to infrastructure, and substantial data gathering and research. In March, ExxonMobil introduced a model framework for industry-wide methane regulations and urged stakeholders, policymakers, and governments to develop comprehensive, enhanced rules to reduce emissions in all phases of production. The company supports the methane guiding principles, which were signed in 2017 and are being implemented in collaboration with multinational stakeholders. Since 2000, ExxonMobil has invested nearly $10 billion in projects to research, develop, and deploy lower emission energy solutions. The company also continues to expand collaborative efforts with more than 80 universities around the world to explore next-generation energy technologies.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, April 19, 2020. OPEC Plus agreement is insufficient. Necessary first step. From M. Ray Perryman, The Economist. Since the beginning of 2020, oil prices have fallen from the upper $50 per barrel to $20 or less. Needless to say, the fallout has dramatically hit major production areas, including those in Texas. A recent agreement between OPEC, Russia, the United States, and other nations is a clear step in the right direction, though it won't solve the problem immediately. Oil markets are in such turmoil because of the combination of plummeting demand as coronavirus shuts down economies around the world and rising supply and threats of even more due to the collapse of talks earlier this year among major global oil producers attempting to bring discipline to the market. The inevitable outcome of falling demand and rising supply is declining prices. As I wrote at the time, neither Saudi Arabia nor Russia could remain economically viable at these levels. The recent deal involves 23 countries agreeing to reduce the global supply of oil by 9.7 million barrels per day, which is about 13% of world production. In addition, new wells in the U.S. and elsewhere won't be brought online, enhancing the effect of the agreement by additional millions of barrels in the not-too-distant future. Newly fracked wells often exhibit high production initially, but decline quickly. Thus, fewer new wells drop production rapidly. The U.S. was actively involved in brokering the deal. The agreement is not an immediate solution. The supply reductions, while substantial, are dwarfed by the demand decreases, leaving a glut. In March, demand dropped by 20 million barrels per day. The International Energy Agency is projecting that in April, demand will be 29 million barrels per day lower than a year ago and down to a level last seen in 1995, with May a little better. A massive shutdown around the globe obviously has profound short-term implications. With these declines in storage facilities essentially full, the recent agreement doesn't balance the market. However, it does keep the supply overhang from getting massively worse as the economy begins to recover once social distancing and travel prohibitions can be relaxed. Oil markets can normalize more quickly. Demand won't return all at once, but as long as we don't have to shut down the economy again, it shouldn't take long to recover around 10 million barrels per day, roughly 40% of the loss after the virus. With the production cuts, that's enough to get to an orderly market and support the beginnings of a resurgence for the industry. There was no feasible deal that could have resulted in an immediate balancing of the oil market given the current environment. The recent agreement is not sufficient, but is clearly a vital and necessary step. RRC, 9 of top 10 oil-producing counties in Permian, by Stuart Doreen, SDOREEN at MRT.com. 9 of the top 10 oil-producing counties in January were located in the Permian Basin, according to statistics released by the Railroad Commission of Texas. Midland and Martin were again numbers 1 and 2, respectively, with the neighboring counties accounting for 22.589 million barrels, or 21.2% of the statewide total of 106.142 million barrels. Midland County topped 13 million barrels. Joining Midland and Martin were Reeves, 4th, Howard, 5th, Upton, 6th, Loving, 7th, Reagan, 8th, Glasscock, 9th, and Ward, 10th. Combined, the nine Permian counties accounted for 55.63 million barrels during the month of January. That was 52.4% of the state production reported. In September, the seven Permian counties in the top 10 accounted for 44.84% of the preliminary production. Midland again ranked third for gas produced with 36.141 million MCF produced during the month. The RRC showed Reeves topped all counties with 77.221 million MCF. The RRC reported 757.041 million MCF of gas was produced during the entire month. In January 2019, the preliminary number was 679.55 million MCF. The updated total was 830.59 million MCF. In January 2019, the preliminary production of crude oil was 96,000.064 million barrels. The updated total was 126.778 million barrels. RRC permits in Midland District drops 27% in 2 months, from staff reports. The Midland District accounted for 27% fewer permits between January and March, according to statistics from the Railroad Commission of Texas. The Railroad Commission reported in its March report that the number of permits to drill new oil or gas wells in Texas fell from 520 in the Midland District in January to 375 in March. Across the state, the number of permits dropped from 1,041 in January to 671, 35%. The Midland District still accounted for nearly half of the new permits. The 375 permits in Midland was 49.9% of all permits across the state during the month. The Midland District also dominated the new oil completions and new gas completions. The region accounted for about 36% of the 913 new oil completions reported in March and 46% of the 262 new gas completions. The San Angelo District 7C reported the second most new oil completions, 167, compared to Midland's 296, and the San Antonio area was second in new gas completions, 38, compared to 97 in the Midland region. Across the state, the RRC reported issuing 744 original drilling permits in March. That was nearly 400 fewer than March 2019. The March total included 671 permits to drill new oil or gas wells, 6 to re-enter plugged well bores, and 56 for recompletions of existing well bores. The breakdown of well types for original drilling permits in March 2020 is 189 oil, 43 gas, 468 oil or gas, 40 injection, and 4 other permits. In March 2020, Commission staff processed 1,054 oil, 313 gas, and 240 injection completions for new drills, reentries, and recompletions, compared to 493 oil, 127 gas, and 43 injection completions in March 2019. Total well completions processed for 2020 year-to-date for new drills, reentries, and recompletions are 3,857, compared to 2,469 recorded during the same period in 2019.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Knowing Debt and Credit Obligations During COVID-19 by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. As the COVID-19 crisis moves forward, with businesses closing temporarily and employee layoffs, many are wondering how they will manage their finances. Among these worries are how to handle credit and debt repayments. The CARES Act offers relief to those financially impacted by the pandemic. The new law requires lenders to report to credit bureaus that borrowers are current on their debt obligations, so long as the borrower has sought relief from those obligations due to pandemic-related hardships. While many lenders have already taken steps to assist borrowers, such as offering forbearance, loan extensions, and reduced interest rates, those who need assistance should reach out to their lender to discuss their options. Flexibility on loans, however, does not mean borrowers should be less diligent in monitoring their credit and finances. Scammers will always take advantage of a crisis. Debt collection scams typically include scammers posing as debt collectors to harass their targets into paying debts they don't actually owe. As consumers adjust to the new rules surrounding their loans, debt collection scams will jump at the opportunity to exploit confusion. In 2019, 157 debt collection scams were reported by Texans to BBB Scam Tracker, with claimed losses up to $4,000. Use these tips from your Better Business Bureau to manage your debt throughout COVID-19. Get documentation. Lenders should document their arrangements with you, and debt collectors are legally required to give you a written validation notice of your debt. This notice includes amount of debt, the creditor's name, and a statement of your rights. If you work with your lender to make arrangements during COVID-19, get everything in writing. Ask for more information. If you have debts and receive a call from someone you aren't sure is a legitimate debt collector, ask questions before providing any of your personal information. A legitimate collector will be able to tell you their name, company, company's street address, and phone number, etc. They should also have the details of the account in question. Call Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian to place a fraud alert if a scammer obtains your personal information. Be wary of paying for credit reports. AnnualCreditReport.com is the only legitimate website where you can obtain the free credit report you are entitled to each year. Paid credit monitoring is also available, and retrieving multiple reports from the same credit bureau in a single year can result in a small fee. Watch for websites that offer free reports but charge a fee in their fine print. Report scams and unfair dealings. If you have been the victim of a debt collection scam, report it to bbb.org/scam tracker. If you've had unfair dealings with a debt collector, you can go to bbb.org to leave a review or file a complaint. The Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are also available for complaints against collection agencies. During uncertain times like this, keeping track of your finances and being diligent against scammers can spare you extra unnecessary stress. Remember, your Better Business Bureau is here for you, building trust in trying times.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 65 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Life and Times. Say Cheese, Part 2. John and Monique Sellers pose for a quarantine portrait with their daughters, kindergartner Brooklyn and fifth grader Ava. The Sellers have been balancing working from home and teaching their children